Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Long scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sawatsky takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Solly Drake pinch runs for Carl Sawatsky. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kopp moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Kopp moves to third. 2 outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Kopp scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. Anderson moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Anderson, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Noren is hit by the pitch. George Altman pinch runs for Herb Noren. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Jim Marshall now playing left field. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kopp hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.